What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God, find victory and maturity in Christ Jesus. Today, we are talking about, are men and women equal? We're still in the series called Sex and Family, and depending on where you live, you may live in a society that tells you that men and women can be equal. You may see female police officers and female firefighters and female teachers and women doing things that men traditionally did on their own. You'll see a lot of push and continuing push for more and more equality, meaning that women can do what men can do. So today we're going to tackle that in scripture and see what does God say about men and women being equal. And I'm going to just give you the answer up front, and I'm going to show you from scripture why I'm saying this. So basically, men and women are equal in access to salvation, judgment, and accountability in relation to God, but they're unequal in every other area of life. And if any gender decides to rebel against their roles, they will be judged. So that's my summary for my entire talk here today. So what does equality mean amongst the sexes in society? What they mean by this, when they talk about equality, they're saying that women are the same in a lot of ways as men. You know, they got brains, they can think, they should be able to do the same things men can do. But they've been left out. They're being discriminated against. Women deserve to be in the same spaces as men, political, economic, social, and have the same civil rights as men. So that's the belief of equality. That's what they really what they're pushing. And if you will go into a lot of societies today, especially ones that in the Anglo sphere. So what does the Bible say about equality amongst the sexes? Well, it mentions a few things about men and women being equal. And that's why I want to talk about that. And I'm gonna go over those scriptures now. So 1 Peter 3:7, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. It says, in the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered. So the first equality amongst men and women is that they both have the gift of life from God. So a woman is an equal partner in God's gift of new life. Both men and women have the same, they get that same gift of life. They're equal in the sense that they have access to that, or they possess that. Number two, both genders were made in God's image. Genesis 1:26 says, then God said, let us make human beings in our image, to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. So let us make human beings in our image. In the King James, it says mankind. So mankind means men and women, because women are a kind of man. Okay, she's a woman. So if you think that men and women are not the same as far as being made in the image of God, here a scripture says that they are. They are made in the image of God. So they are equal constructs from God. Number three, both genders were good until they were corrupted by sin. So it says in Genesis 1:31, then God looked over all he had made, that includes men and women, and he saw that it was good, very good. Then in Romans 3:23, it says, for everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. So we see here that if you read continuing after Genesis 2 and 3, the chapters, you see that, you know, how he's sinned and all that stuff. So Romans just piggybacks off that and says, for everyone has sinned. We have all fall short of God's glorious standard. It didn't say men sinned. It didn't say just women. Men and women all have sinned and fall short of God's glorious standard. Number four, men and women have equal access to eternal life through Christ. So because we sin, now we're in this desperate situation. What is there for us? Okay. Romans 5:8 says, but God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. So men and women have access to salvation through Jesus Christ. Number five, men and women will be judged and held accountable for their deeds equally and without partiality. All right. So another place where men and women are equal. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:10, it says, for we must all stand before Christ to be judged. It didn't say men, it didn't say women, but he said, we all. We will each receive whatever we deserve for the good or evil we have done in our earthly body. So we all gonna be judged for what we did in our bodies, men and women. Okay. Here's another verse, Romans 14:12. Yes, each of us will give a personal account to God. So we all are held accountable to God. Matthew 12:36 says, and I tell you this, that you must give an account on judgment day for every idle word you speak. So just another verse to just talk about accountability. So on judgment day, you will give an account for every idle word you speak. All right. Men and women, not just men, not just women, but everybody. So they're equal in this area. Romans 2:11 says, for God does not show favoritism. So I want to be clear here. God is not favoring women or he's favoring men. All right. He don't show no favoritism amongst the genders. He don't show no favoritism amongst nations. He don't show favoritism amongst age. None of that stuff. God does not show favoritism. You will be judged for the deeds done in your body. You'll be held accountable for every word that you speak, whether male or female. So this is where I get where men and women are equal in access to salvation, judgment, and accountability in relation to God. That's all I see in Scripture. However, we got some other places in Scripture that shows that they are not equal at all. And so we have to be mindful of these other passages. But before I get into those other passages, I just want to talk about some of the physical differences between men and women. We all know this, but men tend to be a little taller than women in their particular, when it comes to their particular nation, men tend to be a little bit heavier. All right. Men tend to be stronger than women. Men tend to have more vigor and heart when it comes to ambition. Men's sex organs are different from women's sex organs. Men's sex organs protrude out. Women's have an opening where they receive. She receives, he gives. Men have semen that they inject into the woman. Women have eggs that are fertilized by the semen and within the sperm that's inside the semen. Okay. Women tend to be a little bit more emotional than men. And men tend to be more logical than women. Both sexes have logic and emotions, but women are more emotional. Men are more logical. Their voices are different. Men obviously have a bass in their voice. It's deeper. It's more commanding. Women have a lighter voice. It's more soft. It's more pleasant. It's peaceful in some cases, right? So these are the differences in the physical sense. Now, let's get into the Bible. What does the Bible say about inequality amongst the sexes? Well, first of all, let me just go over what I just talked about earlier about equality among men and women being made in the image of God. You also notice that even though men and women are made in the image of God, man was created from the ground. We see in Scripture, if you read Genesis chapter 1 and 2, that he was formed from the ground, and then God blew into him his breath of life. He was walking around living. Okay. But when we see how Eve was formed, she was not formed from the ground. It doesn't say now then God took clay, or then God took the ground and the dirt and he formed, and then he blew into the nostrils of the woman and she became a living woman walking around. It didn't say that. It said it's not good for man to be alone. I want to make him a helpmate suitable for him. He put him to sleep, took out a rib from his body, formed a woman from that rib. So you see, there's a difference between men and women already right there. They're not equal. The woman is not like the man at all. OK, there's a lot of similarities, but she ain't the same. She was not made the same. And so the reason why she's made from the rib, because it shows that she's a part of him. So she's a different kind of person. She's not a man. She's a woman. She came out of the womb of Adam. She ain't the same as him. Okay. I just want to get that clear, because a lot of people want to act like the woman is just like the man. It's you know, we live in a society that teaches us these things, but it's not true. Okay. Very different way of making her and creating her versus them. However, because she came from the man, she's made in the image of God. Number two. Now let's go over here. Women were made for men. I just mentioned that what God stated. But it says here in Genesis 2:18, then the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him. Okay, so how are they equal when she was made to help him? How is that possible? How is a woman equal to a man when she was created? Her whole sole purpose was to help him, to be a maid to him. You look up the word wife, you see maid in the definition. Okay, 1 Corinthians 11:8-9, it says, "For the first man didn't come from woman, but the first woman came from man. And man was not made for woman, but woman was made for man." So how can a person that was created to be a subordinate and a helpmate and a maid to the man be equal to him? Are you equal to your boss on the job? You're a subordinate. Okay, it's the same thing, okay? And as a boss, I would not look at my employees as equals to me, because they're not. They're my subordinates. So this is what the scriptures are saying. Okay, number three, wives are called to submit to their husbands. Ephesians 5:22-24, it says, "For wives, this means submit to your husbands as the Lord. For a husband is the head of his wife, as Christ is the head of the church. He is the savior of the body, the church. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to your husbands in everything." And we're going to have a whole discussion on what submission is. So if you are equal to the man, ladies, how is it that you submit to him? Number four, women aren't permitted to speak in the church or teach men in church. 1 Timothy 2:11-14, it says, "Women should learn quietly and submissively. I do not let women teach men or have authority over them. Let them listen quietly, for God made Adam first, and afterward he made Eve. And it was not Adam who was deceived by Satan. The woman was deceived, and sin was the result." So he's stating here that because of what happened in the garden, women can't teach or have authority over men. If you are to submissively learn in quietness and you're not permitted to teach in the church or have authority over men, then you certainly can't be equal to him. You have no authority over a man, but you're talking about you're equal to him. God says you have no authority over a man, but you're saying you're equal. You're not. You know, men, you need to get this in your head. Your wife is not your equal. She is your subordinate. You are a boss. She is a subordinate. She's an employee, basically. That's the relationship you should have with her. But we've been trained that that's your buddy. Man, you think your wife is your buddy. She just got breast and a vagina. No, man, that's a helpmate. That's an employee. That's the difference. And we've been trained different. We've been thinking that, you know, they're the same, but they know women are not the same as men. They are not equal. But number five is another point. Women must be quiet in the church and ask their husbands at home. It's a shame for a woman to speak. 1 Corinthians 14:34-35, it says, "Women should be silent during the church meetings. It is not proper for them to speak. They should be submissive, just as the law says. If they have any questions, they should ask their husbands at home, for it is improper for a woman to speak in church meetings." Improper for a woman to speak in church meetings. We've all been in Wednesday night Bible studies where the floor is open and the women get to talking. And usually they're long-winded, and they usually get off a topic, and the pastor got to get them back on topic. They have no business speaking. They're subordinates. They're a part of their husbands. If their husbands are still alive, usually these are older women I usually see this happening with. But the point, as I'm making here, is that men and women aren't equal. If these passages are in your Bible, ladies, this shows you that you're not equal to a man, okay? And if you don't like these passages, this is what God wrote. This is the book you say you respect. This is what God put out there. You going to follow God, or you going to follow what you want to do? You can't have it both ways, you know. And men, you got to step up and stop allowing this to happen. Men and women are not equal. Number six, men were made to rule over women. Now, I had a whole sermon on this earlier, talking about the curse of Eve. And the curse of Eve is that a woman wanted the desire to control her husband. But I'm going to read the passage again. And this is all because she ate from the forbidden fruit. This is what God says will happen to her. "I will sharpen the pain of your pregnancy." This is Genesis 3:16. It says, God says, "I will sharpen the pain of your pregnancy, and in pain you will give birth, and you will desire to control your husband, and he will rule over you." So these statements that God is making are just automatics. He's saying, look, because of your sin, this is what's going to happen. But he will what? Rule over you. But he will rule over you. So despite that you your desire to run him and dominate him, he's still going to rule over you. That's what he's supposed to do. And ladies, you are supposed to submit, just like we read in the earlier passages. Number seven, the head of the woman is the man. 1 Corinthians 11:3. But there is one thing I want you to know. The head of every man is Christ. The head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. So if the man is your head, all right, how can you be equal to him? Why are we accepting this, you know, egalitarian equality foolishness? Men and women are not equal. Men have no business following after a woman, and women have no business dominating and leading a man. That's perverted. Okay, if we're going to follow the scriptures, we have to submit to that. And in every church and in every society where God reigns, the order should be established. Men over women. Okay, men are leading and dominating and ruling women. Women are in submission and following men. Okay, in the marriage, the same thing. Okay. So this is what it is. So the conclusion here is this. Both men and women are valuable. Because we need women. We need women to birth children. We need women to help us as men be great. And I'll talk about the powers of women in our future sermons. Because just because you're subordinate and submissive doesn't mean that you are of less value. But it means that that's your role. And if you don't fit into it, you're going to be destructive. So both men and women are valuable. They both have sinned. They have access to salvation, and they will be judged for their sins and held accountable for their actions. No gender is more righteous than the other. Okay, so in this gynocentric society, unfortunately, we're being taught that women are just princesses and better, and men are just dogs and evil individuals. Okay, that's what they call misandry, I believe. Misogyny is when men are hating women, or people don't like women. Misandry is when women don't like men, or men are considered bad people, or women hate men. Or people in general hate men. So that's what's going on in this gynocentric society. Okay. But the Bible says that neither one is more righteous than the other. They're both wicked. They both need salvation. They both be held accountable for their sins. They both will be judged, and they both have access to salvation. That's the only equality amongst men and women, or the genders. But the man rules the woman. Okay. We see that in scripture. That's how it's supposed to be ran in society. Okay. God designed it that way. He is the head of the wife and the leader of society. The man is the head of the wife and the leader of society. He should dominate in all areas of society. Okay. I don't want to see no woman presidents. I don't want to see no woman bosses. I don't want to see nothing with women running nothing. Okay. Not to say that women can't manage things. That direction and energy is coming from the man. At the end of the day, there's a structure and there's an order. And then we gotta be clear about that. The woman is merely here to help the man. She's designed to help him, to reflect his vision, to please him, and carry out his desires. That's what women were created for. Ladies, you need to accept that and understand that. It's not about you. It's not about what you want to do. It's about what that man wants to do. If you're married, you need to start reflecting what the vision and the will of your husband is. And we'll talk more about this going forward, but I just want to get this thing out in the open. Men and women ain't equal, okay? They have access to salvation and God equally in the spirit, but in the physical realm, they not equal, okay? So that they not equal in society, none of that stuff. So when you see it in society, you know something's wrong. When you see men and women doing the same thing in society, that ain't correct. So any other structure is perverted, unnatural, and it will end in disaster. And that's what's happening in this country now. The country is falling apart because they have women leading. They have the men submitted and out of order. Everything's a mess. The children are in disarray. And Satan is really in control, because that's the whole reason behind gynocentrism. The enemy always wants the woman to rule because he knows that she's just a receiver. I mean, look at how she is. Her body, her vagina. She has a vagina. It's an opening. She receives the penis. She's a receiver. Spiritually, she receives. Everything is, she's an antenna. She's built to just take in information and then amplify it. So Satan knows if I can get her in position over the man, I can feed her whatever I want. And that's what we got going on today. Women just being crazy. They tearing down men. They're trying to dominate them. They're controlling a lot of men. They're frustrating a lot of men. They're divorcing a lot of men. They're taking all their money. They're taking their children away, turning their children away from the father. They're promoting homosexuality, transgender, abortion, all kind of craziness. They have no kind of sense of right and wrong because Satan is running them. Okay. And so these women need to get out from under that. So that's what happens normally, though. If a woman is not submitted to her husband, she's going to be submitted to Satan. She's going to submit to somebody. So at the end of the day, men and women are incapable of being equal in society. Okay. It's just, it doesn't work. It's not the way God set it up. And when you go against God's stuff, it's going to be broken. That's all I got for y'all. Till next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.